upon Zoll's successfully leadership gotten out of the United States, except a few to hold the structure, trying to get what little they can out of the remaining properties. A terrible smear in the Times, the Time magazine, against Synanon, has brought a suit for $77 million. It'll have no meaning in that those that will be needed to sue had to flee for their lives to Mexico in the Synanon California-based group. It had formerly been heralded as the best drug rehabilitation agency in the United States. It was under a yearly contract from Alaska, state of Alaska, to give counsel on how to handle their drug problems. But though in Time magazine, it said it had become an insane, false, monolithic religion. The adherents, which are treated inhumanely, beaten, disgraced, humiliated, forced by the ambitions of the dictator Charles E. Dederich, Synanon's founder, who used to be praised as the best reformer in drug problems. He said he now is obscene, diseased, and leads the people in his movement into a life of sexual promiscuity. Worst of all, Time led its readers to believe that Dederich actually helped in the death of his wife and profited financially from the death of his wife. Through innuendo, twisted lies, and outright libelous slanderous statements, Time smeared Synanon and its founder and besmirched the memory of his late wife, Betty. Further charges in Time magazine, a typical arm of fascism, the press. The government always uses the press to set the tone of hate in the community so it can be followed up by government agencies and legal actions to destroy or to provoke some deranged person or agent of the FBI to assassinate leaders. And that's why Huey's now getting these assassination threats. The press has set a tone that it's okay to hate or kill any socialist or black leader like Huey Newton. Further charges against the entirely white cooperative Synanon was that it encourages males to live together, wife swapping, withholding food from its members until the point of starvation, forcing male members to sterilize themselves, ordering them to sign false confessions. Sounds so much like People's Temple's charges, doesn't it? The lies against us. Ordering William Dederich to break up his marriage, 37 years, child that turned against his own father. Money can buy children, as we found. I've had it with an adopted child myself. His natural born turned against him, became one of the chief enemies in the Time magazine article. His son accused him of breaking up his marriage and messing with his wife and abusing and isolating his children. What a hell it is to see money turn father against son, or son against father, daughter against mother. Seems like there was a proverb to that effect. Well, they deliberately slandered and maligned Synanon to such a degree that they have had to flee, as you know, to Mexico. Anyway, Huey is the victim of several assassination threats. Soon probably will be a victim of an assassination attempt. although there's no need for assassination, and that his case is lost already in the courts. They have framed him so cleverly. Huey continued to say, in spite of the threats of the Black Revolutionary Army, that Cuba is multiracial, it's a developing country, and the life is very simple. It's a family life, and each family and community of people is aware that their government and the Communist Party are interested in all the families in Cuba. It was the first time I didn't need to be suspicious of the state administration. It's a life that's free of the need to build all sorts of defense mechanisms and strategies to fight off the enemy. And I felt that I didn't have to use my energies to avoid setups, to have to plot and strategize against the racist killers that are all around me in the United States. Having become accustomed to all that in my life in USA, I felt free, I felt safe, and comfortable for my family for the first time in my life. Maybe, as an afterthought, he says, I should have stayed. Yes, maybe, Huey. Maybe indeed. In another quote, however, the typical paranoia and schizophrenia that obsesses people who are afraid of dying, when death should be a privilege if it's revolutionary death, revolutionary suicide. He said, you have been somewhat contradictory, 7 Day Magazine said. You've recently said that the chief goal of the party, full employment, is quite possible under U.S. capitalism. Yes, he said, I think it's possible to have full employment under capitalism. I think this should be viewed as a tactic in order to mobilize people. In the process of trying to gain full employment, it's my prediction that the system itself will start to change and become more humane. In the next breath, he said, there's no hope unless you sell out like Jordan and Andrew Young. And he said they're not in contact with the masses of black people. He said they're not reaching the people because we suffer from class stratification. And much of the time, political leaders address only a small portion of the people, having an interest that's different from the poorest in this country. Leaders like Jordan and Young only represent the interests of a portion of white people who want to believe black people are doing all right. We try to carry the demands of not only the underclass Jordan and Young speaks of, but of all blacks in general, who are so terribly discriminated against under the repression in the United States and so exploited. So I'm not making a blanket condemnation of their position, you understand. I'm not fighting with Andrew Young or Jordan. They're sincere. Again, that last statement shows his schizophrenia. I'd rather be dead, tortured for 25 years in a prison cell every minute of my life, than to be afraid like that, going back and forth. Can't afford it. Then he goes on to say that it's important that we do not appear to be following the Soviet line. Do you see any parallels between the strategy of the Euro-communist movement and some of the things you believe in? Huey says, oh yes, I do. In many of the areas, they have elected mayors and city councilmen who are socialist. And I think that's kind of a good lesson for North Americans. That is, I mean, organizing the total community and engaging in electoral politics on a local basis, if you understand what I mean. I think the French and Italians finally found out they would have to develop a kind of homespun ideology, if you understand what I mean, and that they could no longer follow the dictates of the Soviet Union as far as strategy that was used in 1917. He said, I guess you know I'm not pro-Chinese or pro-Russian. I'm pro-Black Panther. Well, Black Panther has ceased to exist. He said the Soviets did all right in their place, in their time, in 1917. But he said what they did in the Soviet Union would not work here. He sounds like a completely double-minded man due to the pressures and the terror against him and his organization, a real split personality. In the next breath, he speaks of China and USA's rapprochement in foreign policy. He said, I think it's good. China will be able to help USA develop more means of services to its people. Well, he won't be talking to anyone. He has no platform. The press has silenced him. The Black Panther Party has gone down the tubes. I mean, genuinely down the tubes. There's no Black Panther Party left. The Black Panther paper is closed, and its editor, William E.B. Du Bois, the great black liberator of the United States, who had to flee to Africa in his last days, in his 90s, and died there. He said he wanted at least in his last breath get away from U.S. oppression. And his son came back trying, he thought, to help through the Black Panther vehicle to bring liberation to the United States. Now he has disappeared from the face of the earth. Reportedly by Charles Gary, our attorney, he's involved in cocaine out of the desperation of the miserable conditions of harassment, threats on his life, and other things that he has gone through. It's also suggested that the law is seeking him on some kind of a frame-up. Stand by. Tripoli, Libya. The Organization of African Unity has expressed its concern over the delivery of Egyptian arms to Somalia, which is presently fighting the government, People's Socialist Government of Ethiopia. The Organization of African Unity's Coordinating Committee for the Liberation of Africa recently held its 30th session in Libya, borders Egypt on the Mediterranean, a socialist nation that's very anti-U.S. Said that Egypt's action was a gross violation of the hopes and aspirations of third world African people. Meanwhile, Ethiopia last week drove out invading forces of Somalia, backed by the USA, through its puppet Egypt, and again freed the Ogaden desert area and Eritrea to control, as I said, the sea passage, the Horn of Africa, where the Suez Canal comes from the Mediterranean into the Red Sea, out past Ethiopia's Ogaden and Eritrea region into the Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, an important sea route, more important than the Panamanian Canal in many respects. And it is now, due to the brave support of Cuban, 40,000 present, 40,000 Cuban troops, some 20,000 Soviets, Ethiopia has been able to keep its territory, and Ethiopia, renowned for its defense socialism, have been able to maintain its integrity by the Cubans, who are also known worldwide for shedding their blood anywhere for the sake of the principles of liberation. Stand by. Japanese defend trade with apartheid regime of South Africa and openly say in news conferences held in Washington they will never sever trade ties with racist South Africa. Japan argues that South African chrome and uranium are vital to the life of Japan. We are sorry about our brothers and sisters of color and their plight. We have to think of the economic needs of the Japanese people. Essentially, that boils down all of the affairs of life. Governments look after their own interest. The corporate rulers, particularly in Japan, one of the more comfortable capitalist countries at this time, although great unrest is taking place inside the country from the working class that's being taken advantage of, even though they have a higher standard of living than the USA. They overrode the barriers, some 6,000 strong, with farmers who had been dispossessed of their lands, and destroyed the new international airport completely, so completely that it will not open indefinitely. The Organization of Labor and Farm Workers was directed by the Red Brigade, a mighty group that has hijacked several airliners and been able thus far, never hijacking, to demand the release of their own people who are being held as political prisoners in various countries around the world. The Red Brigade in Japan is quite a fighting force. Cop brutality been reported to the Attorney General by the United States Civil Rights Commission. 16 murders occurred by Oakland police in 2 weeks against black members of the citizenry, according to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission report. I already reviewed that in the news of the many, many cities. San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles were included, all the leading cities of the United States, in what the U.S. Civil Rights Commission termed this federal commission to be the worst kind of police tyrannical repression ever witnessed in the history of the United States. As you know, the tax assessor in San Francisco, who is black, is now being maligned in nationwide coverage on the Voice of America. He's being accused falsely, and they're preparing federal charges against him because someone in his department is supposed to bilk some money from the public parking meters. No matter how comfortable you are, and he was always one who played it safe, never got involved with civil rights activities in People's Temple or any other group in San Francisco, now he's getting it. You just can't. Senator Edward Brooke, when asked to support Congressman Diggs, said, "I told you before, I got to look after Senator Brooke," not realizing that the Kerner Commission, 10 years ago, of which Brooke was a member, cited high unemployment for blacks, urban deterioration and cutbacks in housing and education programs, that would finally lead to two separate nations in America, one black, one white, one equal, one unequal, one oppressed, one getting by on meager existence in the inner city situations that will deteriorate, according to the Kerner Commission, by 1980 until they will not be livable for black or white. Kerner went to jail for that. Governor of Illinois, he was white. Always when you get honest, or even try to be halfway decent, you go to jail. Well, that's a bit of the news. I held you a little longer, so make up for it in production. If you will, make up for it. Step up your production. You've got 10 minutes more for news. Go back and work and step it up, because we got our people to free. Because hell has broke loose with a fury and race riots all over the United States, Canada, and England. An open news calling for repatriation of blacks outside of the country, of every nation in Europe, England, France, Canada, and good old USA. So let's work to free our people. For Christ's sakes, let's work hard. Thank you.